Evergy Missouri West and Evergy Metro Incorporated have filed a joint application with the Missouri Public Service Commission requesting an accounting authority order, or AAO, for costs incurred during the extreme weather event of February of this year, also known as Winter Storm Uri. According to the joint application, Evergy Missouri Metro and Evergy Missouri West seek an AAO from the Public Service Commission authorizing the companies to track and defer in a regulatory asset all extraordinary costs and financial impacts incurred by Evergy Missouri Metro and West as a result of Winter Storm Uri and related effects from the North American winter storm of mid-February 2021. Applications to intervene and participate in this case must be filed no later than today. Evergy Missouri West provides electric service to approximately 347,400 customers in 31 Missouri counties, including Carroll, Johnson, Lafayette, and Pettis in the KMMO listening area. Evergy Missouri Metro serves approximately 292,700 customers in 13 Missouri counties, including Carroll, Sheraton, Howard, Johnson, Lafayette, Pettis, and Saline. You can find out how to intervene by visiting this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Multiple culvert replacement projects are scheduled to take place this week in Sheraton County. According to the Missouri Department of Transportation, Buchanan Street in Brunswick is closed for a culvert replacement at U.S. Highway 24 until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Route Y is scheduled to be closed for a culvert replacement from York Road to West Wind Road from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday. Route FF is scheduled to be closed for a culvert replacement from Allen Road to Snap Road from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursday. And around-the-clock lane closure is scheduled on Route Double K for a bridge deck repair project at the Little Sheraton River Bridge west of Highway 5 tomorrow through Friday. And in addition, Highway 139 remains closed for a bridge replacement project at the Grand River Overflow Bridge through mid-August. All work is weather permitting. Administrators in the Lexington R5 School District have made an announcement to the district's parents and guardians. The administration says the district is currently undergoing many construction projects. The school building, however, the offices will reopen today. At that time, building secretaries will be available to assist with your questions. New and returning student enrollment information will be sent out via email and posted on the district's Facebook page as it becomes available. The district's first day of school is scheduled to be Monday, August 23rd. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.